the latest technology, including the PayStation, which offers you a 20% discount on automatic washers. Visit Mr. G's Car Wash, with locations on West 6th across from Wendy's, or on East 12th next to Doobie's. Open 24 hours a day for your convenience.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, a Tuesday morning hello to you. It's 8:53, 71 degrees. Very pleased to be joined this morning by member of the Vax to Normal Committee, Jessica Buchholz, Emporia Main Street, for our weekly update. Jessica, good morning.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good. How have things been going here the last couple of events, specifically the Drawing Friday and the Vax to Normal First Clinic on Saturday?
You know, things are rolling along pretty swimmingly. You know, we're still seeing a lot of interest from the community to go out there and to get registered for the Vax to Normal prizes. Each week we're seeing an increase in entries. Let's see here. Last week was week 5 of drawings, and we had 6 different prize packs that we gave away. Ashley Clark, Aiden Skiles, Morgan Willingham, Bridget Camion, Betty Pearson, and Darcy Johnson were all winners last week, and those prizes ranged from car washes from Mr. G's to Main Street gift certificates to we've been doing some really cool community packs. So some of our different businesses have gotten on board with the campaign and have donated some different prizes, and then we've been able to go in and purchase some different prizes. So we're seeing like combination packs of gift cards from the Sweet Granada, Granada Coffee Company, Gravel City Roasters, Radius, just a bunch of different local businesses, and we've been putting those together. So those are really fun to win, too.
All right, let's back up a bit here, Jessica. How do people become eligible to win these great prizes and possibly win a wonderful grand prize down the road?
Well, step one is you need to go out and get that COVID vaccine. So once you're fully vaccinated, you're eligible to sign up for one of these awesome prizes. So once you become fully vaccinated, and that's for anyone who's 12 and up, you just need to go to GEADisasterrelieffund.org. And on our homepage, you just scroll down a bit and there's a simple questionnaire and that gets you registered. You don't have to register each week. So once you register, you are in the drawing. And if you are one of those lucky winners during our weekly drawings, then your name does come out, but it will go back in when we do the grand prize drawings on September 10th.
Speaking of the grand prize drawing, it sounds like that big package is starting to come together now.
It is. And, you know, our committee has met, and I think we're going to have a few different options for winning on September 10th. So there are going to be some prizes that are greater in value than the normal weekly prize, which each of those equal about $50. And then we are going to do a couple of different categories. So we know that 12 and up can get vaccinated. So we want to kind of focus on possibly doing like a youth package. So something for our 12 to 18 year old entries. And then we'll have kind of a runner up prize. And then we're going to have a grand prize too. So there's going to be a lot to draw for on September 10th.
Yeah, I've heard of some of the prizes that are starting to develop, and they're really nice. So stay tuned for details on that.
Yes. Stay tuned for that. Yep,
big time details. Well, Jessica, the drive-through vaccination clinic, the first pop-up that we had was last weekend, Riverside Elementary School. Pretty good turnout. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think we had a great turnout. Plus, the weather was a little problematic that morning. So a big thank you to everybody that participated in that and kind of braved the rain. Lyon County Public Health did a great job with administering that. And Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow were their co-hosts. And we just had a lot of great partners, community partners. So I think if my memory serves me, there was about 45 people who got vaccinated and then about 70 folks that got tested. And for those that went and got vaccinated, the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund provided a $10 Main Street gift certificate for those that went out and got that vaccine. So, you know, I really feel like it was a successful clinic. Our group is talking to some of our medical providers to possibly do a secondary one of those clinics. So stay tuned for more information on that. But, you know, I think we all just need to stay diligent and continue to get those vaccinations. You know, we've heard a lot of people say, I'm just so glad, you know, things are getting back to normal. And while we are moving towards a more normal, I think we still have to remember that the only reason we're able to do that is because cases are going down. And the only way to keep those cases going down is to keep those vaccinations going up.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier this morning, not such the case like in states like Missouri, where
Missouri,
hospitals
and Nebraska,
in Nebraska, hospitals are full there right now with COVID patients, so that it's still nearby and still something.
It is. It is. And that really is the key, is, you know, hospitalizations. We want to see those going down. And, you know, I know that there's been some talk on the Lyon County Public Health Facebook page about, you know, what the different cases look like and what different variants are in our community. And there are some variants in our community. And while, you know, the vaccination is meant to, you know, if you were to contract COVID, that, you know, it would really keep those symptoms to a minimum. So I think that that is important to remember, that, you know, we want to make sure that people are staying out of the hospital. And there's a lot of people in our population that aren't eligible for a vaccination right now. And so we need to be conscious of them. And so getting those vaccines is so important right now.
You can get those Lyon County Health Department, you know, Hague Pharmacy, Graves Drugs, any pharmacies across town, they have vaccines available, and you can get those by appointment. And then log on to GEADisasterrelieffund.org and get yourself in the Vax to Normal drawing for these great prizes and wonderful grand prizes that are coming up. Off the topic just a moment, Jessica, is Commercial Street going to be actually open all weekend long? I mean, there's nothing going on down there this weekend, is there?
it has been just so busy, which is awesome. I love it. But again, you know, we're able to do that because, you know, we're keeping, you know, those COVID cases at bay right now. So making sure that we, you know, do our due diligence, we're going to be able to continue some fun stuff. I mean, I know that we've got some cool things planned for July 30th. You know, we're going to have an outdoor concert and beer garden that's open to the public, and Midnight Madness. And, you know, we want to keep doing those things. We want to keep bringing those events to the community and helping out with, you know, our local businesses to just go out and get those vaccines.
You know, I've noticed that you have not packed away the road closed sign downtown. Keep that handy.
No, you know. I think that we are going to just maybe keep that up for a little bit. We've got, you know, the Lunar Garmin rides coming up, and we've got our 30th anniversary celebration. And then, if you can even believe it, we're already starting to talk about the Welcome Back Block Party.
Not far away, that's right.
You know, it's not, but I just, you know, it's great to be able to be in this position to have those things and have people out and about and down in the community. So we will be doing another weekly drawing this week. So Friday, usually around 10, if people want to jump on the GEA Disaster Relief Facebook page, that's where we do all of the live drawings from. And if you are selected, you have to pop down and see me at Main Street and bring a copy of your vaccination card and your ID, and we'll get you fixed up.
Jessica, great job. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate your support.
See you later. Yeah, Jessica Buchholz, Emporia Main Street, a part of the Vax to Normal Committee, along with, you know, the United Way of the Flint Hills and KVOE. Aaron Harder here, also Casey Woods, Mickey Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
All a part of the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, along with the Emporia Community Foundation.
Absolutely.
Becky Nirenberg there. So big thanks for all that they do. And again, log on to GEADisasterrelieffund.org and get entered if you are fully vaccinated.
All right. Next drawing, Friday morning, 10 o'clock.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 9:02 KVOE forecast from the TV13 weather team. Sunny today. Look for a high of 92. Clear tonight. Low dropping down to 73 on Wednesday. Sunshine. Going to be even warmer tomorrow with a high of 94. And then Thursday looks like a pretty decent chance for rain throughout possibly a good portion of the day. It will be a little bit cooler on Thursday with a high of 87.
AM 1400, KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245 BQ, Emporia.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get a perfectly clean car inside and out, and you're in and out in 3 minutes or less. Single washes as low as $8, or get a monthly membership for as little as $19.99 with unlimited use. And vacuums and mat cleaners are free for customers. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie.
And 902, plenty of sunshine, 72 degrees here at KVOE Live and Local. And it's time for the Sports Headlines, brought to you this morning by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 342-2613. When your car needs help, Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, 708 Lantern Lane. Here's Greg Ray.
Thank you, Ron, and good morning. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game to be played tonight. Royals catcher Salvador Perez will be the starting catcher for the American League. He'll bat seventh in the lineup. He'll be catching Shohei Ohtani, who's the starting pitcher for the American League. He's also the starting DH. He'll bat leadoff for the American League. Max Scherzer will be the starting pitcher for the National League. Whit Merrifield is one of the American League reserves. Last night's home run derby, Pete Alonso of the New York Mets was a repeat winner. He had 35 home runs in the first round. He was going up against Salvador Perez, who hit 28 home runs. That's the most home runs hit in the home run derby by a catcher. Most home runs hit by a Royal in the home run derby competition, as Perez became the fourth Royals player to be featured in the derby, joining Bo Jackson, Danny Tartable, and Mike Moustakas. In the Major League Baseball draft, the Royals selected 10 more players on day two yesterday. Two of them were local players. In the second round, Royals selected right-handed pitcher Ben Kundra out of Blue Valley Southwest High School. And in the third round, they selected Carter Jensen, a catcher from Park Hill High School. Yesterday, a busy day for several local golfers. Gentry Sheevy and Caleb Schmidt played in the USGA U.S. Amateur Qualifying Tournament at Blue Hills Country Club in Kansas City. Gentry finished two rounds at plus five. Caleb Schmidt finished plus eight. Four local golfers played in the Kansas Junior Tour Tournament at Topeka Country Club. Brooke Sauter finished 11th. Caden Massey tied for 20th place in the 13-to-15-year-old division. Hudson Sauter finished 12th, and Nolan Jacob finished in 14th place. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Hey, thanks a ton, Greg. Sports Headlines brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, 708 Lantern Lane. Information available in the Yellow Book and on the web at Thurston's Plus Auto Body. .com. Call 342-2613 when your car needs help. It is 9:04. Ron Thomas saying so long. That's all my time. Thank you so very much for yours. I'll be back tomorrow morning shortly after 6 a.m. with Chuck Samples and Greg Ray. Stay tuned. Sean Thornton in next through your midday. Our American Stories at 1:05. The Ramsey Show at 2:05. Get out. Make it a great day. Stay safe. Stay tuned.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 58 Texas Democratic lawmakers leave the state, preventing a quorum in the state.